Granny Red Riding Hood's Secret Recipe by 3E. Narrator 1. Once upon a time, there was a girl called Little Red Riding Hood who lived with her parents on the edge of a huge forest. She was a very good girl, the type who never watched too much TV and always cleaned her teeth for exactly 2 minutes before bed. Mrs. Red Riding Hood. I'm just filling this basket with healthy food for Granny, fruit, vegetables, and a massive cheeseburger. She's feeling unwell today. Little Red Riding Hood. Little Red Riding Hood. Yes, Mother. Mrs. Red Riding Hood. Can you take this to Granny, please? Little Red Riding Hood. Of course. It's a lovely day for a quiet and uneventful stroll through the forest. Narrator 2. But Mrs. Red Riding Hood also had a warning for her daughter. Mrs. Red Riding Hood. Whatever you do, don't stray from the path. You just never know who you might meet in the forest. Little Red Riding Hood. Okay, I promise I won't stray from the path, even if I see some strawberries. Mrs. Red Riding Hood. Bye. Narrator 2. Meanwhile, in another part of the forest, a wolf was stirring. Wolf 1. Hi, my name's Wolfie. I'm fierce, brave, and cunning, and my favourite food is... Quick! I think I can hear something coming. Narrator 1. Little Red Riding Hood saw some delicious wild strawberries and wandered off the path to pick them. Little Red Riding Hood. I only promised not to leave the path if I saw some ordinary strawberries. But I didn't say anything about super scrumptious strawberries. Oh, blackberries too! Wolf 1. Boo! I bet I scared you, little girl. Little Red Riding Hood turns, with jam on her face, to look like strawberries. Wolf 1. Ah! Little Red Riding Hood. No way. I'm not afraid of large squirrels. Have you lost your acorns? Wolf 2. We're not squirrels. Guess again. We have sharp teeth, terrifying claws, a super howl... And we're always hungry. Little Red Riding Hood. Are you chihuahuas? Wolf 3. No! Fangs? Scary claws? Little Red Riding Hood. I know. You're hamsters. Wolf 3. Jumping on the spot in anger. No! But running around in a wheel does look like fun. We're dangerous, mean, ravenous wolves. I bet you're terrified now. Little Red Riding Hood. No. Wolf 4. Well, anyway, where are you going with that basket filled with goodies? Little Red Riding Hood. I'm going to follow this path into the deep, dark forest until I reach Granny's cottage. She lives on her own, and she's not well, poor thing. Wolf 4. Granny? Yum! Oh, sorry, I meant to say conundrum. Just don't ask me to spell it or tell you what it means. Sound effect of owl hooting. Wolf 1. What was that? Little Red Riding Hood. Just the sound of an owl with merciless talons and unblinking eyes hunting for its next mouse-flavoured meal. You're not afraid, are you, wolves? Wolf 1. Who, us? Never. We don't look like mice, do we? We're going into the deep, dark, scary forest now. Alone. Narrator 2. The wolves had a simple plan. They decided to rush to Granny's cottage and gobble her up before Little Red Riding Hood arrived there. Little Red Riding Hood. Oh no! I've forgotten Granny's favourite bodybuilding magazine. She'd be so disappointed. I'll have to go home and get it. Wolf 5. Monsters! Save me! Squirrel run. Hi, wolves. It's only us squirrels. Wolf 5. Never sneak up on us like that again. Squirrel 2. We didn't. Stop being scaredy wolves. Wolf 6. Squirrels? We don't look similar at all. We've got large teeth, grey fur, and an elegant tail. Squirrel 3. So do we, but we're much more intelligent, and our tails can be used as parachutes. Squirrel 4. Where are you going, wolves? Wolf 7. To munch a granny. Woohoo! Squirrel 5. I wouldn't try that if I were you, because... Wolf 7. We're not listening to you. Bye. Squirrels all together. They'll be sorry. Frog 1. I hope you're not up to anything naughty, wolves. Wolf 8. Not at all. We're going to have lunch at Little Red Riding Hood's granny's cottage. Frog 2. Gribbit. I was a tadpole last week. Ooh, I've lost my tail. Frog 3. That's lovely. Are you going to eat a nice salad? Wolf 8. No, a nice granny. Frog 4. You'll regret it. Wolf 8. Huh, what do you know? You're just amphibians. You can't even tap dance. Frog 5 pretends to catch a fly and swallow it. A blue bottle. Let's hop back to the pond for a refreshing dip. Croaker, croaker. You're not sleeping with your eyes open again, are you? Rabbit 1. Hi, wolves. Would you like to share some crunchy carrots with us for lunch? Rabbit 2. They're packed with vitamin A and help you see in the dark. Can I do a binky? Wolf 9. Raw carrot? Yuck. Rabbit 3. Oh, it doesn't have to be raw. There's baked carrot, roasted carrot, carrot cake. Rabbit 4. Carrot jam? Carrot soup? Wolf 9. Sounds horrible. Guess what we're having for lunch? Something that likes knitting. Lots of cups of tea and crosswords. Rabbit 2, jumping on the spot, waving paws. Is it a carrot? Wolf 9. No, it's Little Red Riding Hood's granny. Rabbit 4. I think it'd be much safer for you to eat a carrot. Rabbit 5. Unless it's been to kung fu classes, of course. Wolf 9. We're big bad wolves, and we certainly are not afraid of teeny-weeny old grannies. And under no circumstances do we need help or advice from rabbits. Goodbye. Ah, we're a bit lost. Could you point us in the right direction, please? Rabbits point. Thanks. Bye now. Rabbit 5. All that talk about carrots has made me hungry. What shall we have for lunch? There's baked carrot, roasted carrot, carrot cake, carrot jam, carrot soup. Rabbit 2. Can I do a binky now? Please, please, please. Rabbit 1. Go on then. Rabbit 2 leaps happily into the air. Yippee! Narrator 1. Finally, the wolves arrived at Granny's cottage. Wolf 10. About time too. It's lunchtime. Sound effect knocking on door. Wolf 10 in a high-pitched voice. Dear Granny, it's Little Red Riding Hood with a basket of goodies for you. Oh, and don't be alarmed if my voice sounds completely different today. There's an entirely logical explanation, which I can't think of right now. Open the door, please. Narrator 2. There was no reply. Wolf thought Granny was probably having a nap and let himself into the cottage. Wolf 10. Cooey, it's only me. Hey, She's not there. That's really, really disappointing. We may as well disguise ourselves as Granny and munch Little Red Riding Hood instead. Wolves enter cottage, climb into sleeping bag. Little Red Riding Hood. Oh, Granny, what big eyes you have. Wolf 8. All the better to smell you with, my dear. Little Red Riding Hood. What large teeth you have, Granny. Wolf 9. All the better to hear you with, my dear. Little Red Riding Hood. What big ears you have, Granny. Wolf 1. All the better to eat you with. Jumping out of sleeping bag. Surprise! It's me, Wolfie. Little Red Riding Hood. Yes, I did guess that you weren't Granny, since I don't remember her having four heads. Narrator 1. At that moment, Granny arrived home from the gym. Wolf 1. It's our lucky day. We get two meals. We're so smart. Ah! She's not teeny weeny. She's more like Shrek. Wolf 9. Granny, what big muscles you have. Granny, all the better for pumping iron. Anyway, this is fantastic. We can have Wolf for lunch. My favourite. Now, where did I leave my secret recipe? Do you want baked beans with him, dear? Little Red Riding Hood. Hi, Dad. Dad, all that chopping has helped me work up an appetite. Did someone say it was barbecued wolf for lunch? Wolf 1, peeking out from under the sleeping bag. Help! Granny. Perhaps it's time you hopped into the oven. Gas mark 5 for an hour, please. Dad, I'll prepare the spicy sauce. Wolves stand sadly. Zookeeper 1. Stop right there, Granny. We're from the zoo, and we won't allow you to eat that wolf. Not even one paw. Zookeeper 2. You've almost eaten them to extinction, and that's totally unacceptable. Granny. I'm sorry. They're just so tasty, and once you've tried one, you can't stop. Zookeeper 1. You're coming with us, wolves. It's for your own good. Wolf 1, standing defiantly. You'll never put me in a cage. Wolf 1 pretends to escape and runs away. Dad, pointing. Get that wolf! Music, Chihuahua by DJ Bobo, lasts for about 20 seconds as they chase around the stage. Wolf 1, holding his arm in the air. Stop! I'm exhausted. Let's have a little rest. Pointing angrily and shaking his fist. And I'm not a Chihuahua. Zookeeper 1. Listen, if you come with us, we'll feed you all the chicken nuggets you can eat. Zookeeper 2. And thousands of admiring people will take photos of you. Wolf 1, striking a supermodel pose. Moi, a famous supermodel like Heidi Klum? Why didn't you say? Let's go! Wolves and zookeepers exit stage arm in arm, smiling. Narrator 2. The wolves lived in luxury, but no one was ever afraid of them, no matter how much they tried. Wolf howling sound effect. Narrator 1. Granny made fish fingers for Little Red Riding Hood and Dad for lunch. Narrator 2. Yummy. Finally. Narrator 1 and 2 together. Never underestimate your grandparents. Granny stands in the stage and holds a bodybuilding pose. Narrator 1. The end.